The challenges of youth. The youth in the path of Islam stand tall. The youth in the path of Islam stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Yes, on this program, we discuss various challenges that the youth do face, as well as Islamic guidance, guidance from the Quran Sharif, guidance from the Blessed Ahadith, guidance from our pious Sulaha-i Kiram on those various topics that people are facing challenges with. So for today as well, we have a beautiful topic of discussion, important topic of discussion coming up, inshallah azza wa jal. You're going to enjoy this discussion and it's going to benefit us, inshallah ta'ala. But first, before we get into our topic, let us first discuss some benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salat upon me for 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what a beautiful benefit we receive for reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just 50 times daily. But we should recite salawat with love, with devotion to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's quite simple. If we look at 50 times salawat daily, it's a very small target, a very easy target, a very achievable target. That if we just recite salawat 10 times, just 10 times after every salah, there we make our target of reciting salawat 50 times daily. So let's make that intention, inshallah, azza wa jal, to recite salawat in abundance at least 50 times daily. If we can, let's go to 313, if possible, 500, and if possible, 1000, but one step at a time, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will get there. We will get there, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today's topic of discussion, as we promised, a beautiful topic. Today's topic is cash or finance. We have the youth especially trapped in this difficulty. In this difficulty of, do I go down the route of saving money and buying things cash, or do I go down the route of not saving money and buying things on finance? And today we're going to debunk that a little bit. We're going to understand that a little bit. What's the better of the two options? Sometimes one may be in difficulty due to which they are restricted to just one option, but many a times we do have either options. So today, inshallah azza wa jal, in the light of Islamic guidance, guidance from our sulaha, from our pious predecessors, we are going to discuss that topic. But before we get any further into the topic, we'll first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rejuvenate our spirits and draw us closer to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara in our love for the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us enjoy this kalam, and after the kalam, we are going to come back and discuss our topic in further detail. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. Madina, bulwaiye Madina, ae waliye Madina, ae waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina.
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Muddat se mere dil mein hai armaan e Madina. Muddat se mere دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ، مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ، روزے پہ بلا لیجئے سلطان مدینہ، روزے پہ بلا لیجئے سلطان مدینہ،
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ،
اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ، اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ، اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ، ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ، ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ،
مدینہ
مدینہ
کے سکندر تیرے در پر، آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر،
آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر
سے کوئی مہمان مدینہ، بے اذن ہو کیسے کوئی مہمان مدینہ،
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ،
قدموں میں بلا لیجئے بدکار کو آقا، قدموں میں بلا لیجئے بدکار کو آقا،
قدموں میں بلا لیجئے بدکار کو آقا،
اور اس کو بنا لیجئے مہمان مدینہ، اور اس کو بنا لیجئے مہمان مدینہ،
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے، عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے،
عطار
کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے، دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ، دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ،
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam. In praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And every time we listen to the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we feel the spirit being rejuvenated. We feel the love, the ishq, the yearning to visit the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increasing even further. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. What a beautiful feeling this is. The dua comes from our hearts then, that oh Allah Azza wa Jal, let us visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. Let us visit the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarrama. Grant us also the opportunity to perform Hajj and Umrah and present our salam in the blessed court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now today's topic of discussion, cash or finance. As we've mentioned, that various youth find themselves in this difficulty. Today we're going to discuss this matter in the light of a statement of one of our pious predecessors. And who is this pious predecessor? He is someone who has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a beloved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is known as a hakim person, a very wise person. And can we guess who that personality is? Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He is a very pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he lived for a very long time as well. Yes, so we know that usually people, as they age, they grow wiser. Why? Because of experience. So people who are 20 years old, 30 years old, they usually have a certain limited amount of wisdom as compared to someone who is 50 years old, 60, 70, 80, because as you grow older, you tend to see more of the world, and wisdom does grow with experience. Yes, there are those people that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, at a very young age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with wisdom, because wisdom is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do know that many a times people reach it and achieve it at old age, but there are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with this gift at a very young age as well. But the majority of people do tend to achieve wisdom at a later stage in life. And so 80 years old is usually a very wise age. 90 years old, most likely even wiser. What was the age of Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahmatullah alayh? How long did he live for? He is that blessed wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had lived for 1,000 years. Wow, 1,000 years. Imagine the amount of wisdom that he had received, seeing things over 1,000 years. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And he was blessed with the company of very great personality. That is another tool that people tend to use in order to increase wisdom. The company of the pious, the company of the learned, the company of the wise, because spending time with the wise person helps to increase our wisdom. Now, Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahmatullah alayh is reported to have met many great wise personalities. And who are the wisest of all human beings? Who are the wisest people among the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, it is the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahmatullah ta'ala alayh is reported to have met 4,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 4,000 anbiya alayhim salam. Imagine how wise this personality is that had gained the company and a share from the wisdom distributed by 4,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, he was known as the Mufti of Bani Israel. The Mufti, the one who would issue fatwa, the one who would issue legal verdicts to the Bani Israel until the time of Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam. And when Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam was amongst the Bani Israel, then Sayyidina Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stopped issuing fatawa, because now Sayyidina Dawud ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam would issue the legal verdicts to the Bani Israel. So this great and wise personality, he is known as Luqman Hakim. He gives advices and he gave such beautiful advices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of him and his wisdom in the Holy Quran as well. So we're going to take some advice from this blessed personality's words, from his blessed statements, more specific to our topic of discussion for today. Today's topic of discussion, cash or finance, and what is it that we should choose? Let's look at the same topic in the light of the statement of Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He rahmatullahi alayhi advised his son and he said, "O my son, avoid debt, for it is the disgrace of the day and the darkness of the night." Let us repeat that. "O my son, avoid debt, for it is the disgrace of the day and the darkness of the night." End of quote. Allahu Akbar. What a profound statement of Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Many a times people don't even think of whether it be a good thing or a bad thing. But he gave advice that, "Oh my son, avoid debt." And why did he say that we should avoid debt? Or why did he advise his son that he should avoid debt? He advised to avoid debt because he says it is the disgrace of the day and the darkness of the night. And indeed, people who are in debt, people who are indebted to people, often do face disgrace through their days. They tend to have no face to show to the people whom they owe money to because they are indebted to them. And as debt builds up, and it builds up further and further, people face the difficulty of not being able to pay their debts on time. They pass the due date of their debts, and that just adds to the disgrace. There's a beautiful waqi'ah regarding our Imam, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, the leader, the Imam of millions of Hanafis throughout the world, that he had loaned money to someone, and he saw this person on the road. When he saw this person on the road, this person then changed streets in order to avoid Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. So instead, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa had followed him. And when this person got to a dead end, he saw Imam Azam rahmatullah ali. And Imam Azam rahmatullah ta'ala ali asked him, "Why is it that you have changed roads?" He mentioned that, "I owe you some money and I'm past the deadline, but I don't have the means to be able to pay you at the moment, and thus I feel ashamed, I feel embarrassed to face you, to come in front of you." And our Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, what a big heart he has, and what love for the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he says that, "Ah, if a Muslim is going to feel embarrassed to face me just because of some amount of money, then I have forgiven you. I have forgiven your debt. You don't have to pay me back. It is now a gift to you." Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. But this is usually the result of not being able to pay debt back on time, that people tend to feel disgrace. There are those who borrow from people and then have difficulty going to the masjid. Going to the masjid where we're supposed to feel at home, we're supposed to feel comfortable, to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be able to meet the Muslim community. However, people feel embarrassed to go to the masjid because there are people there that they owe money to and they are unable to pay them back on time. And therefore, that becomes a stress, that becomes a burden upon their shoulders, that how is it that I am going to face those people? And it is the sadness of the night. Indeed it is. Those who are going through debt and those who are drowning in debt, they know the difficulties that they face at night. Whilst the rest of the world sleeps, they know the sleepless nights and the difficulties that they go through the night, tossing and turning, thinking and thinking as to what am I going to do that I am now drowning in debt? What am I going to do to be able to repay all of these debts? What am I going to do? My debts are catching up with me, and unfortunately, they spend their nights in this sadness, in this misery, in this unfortunate circumstance. We see that this is a very widely spread problem of the youth, especially the youth. Because it's a stage and it's a phase in life at which people don't have as much wealth, but have lots of desires. We have lots of desires. We want to start up in life. We want to start up in marriage. But unfortunately, we don't have all the means to be able to have all of that which we want. And so, young people have the option that I'm just starting work, or I've just started work, but I want a fancy car, but I want a fancy house, but I also want to marry. I want a beautiful, comfortable bed. I want my house to be fully furnished. I want so many things, but I've just started up in life. And for me to be able to achieve that, to be able to have all that I want, it's going to take me many, many years of hard work and saving before I can achieve that. And so, there seems to be a quick fix which the world is moving towards. And what is that quick fix? That quick fix is to get into debt, to take loans upon loans. Yes, we have study loans. Thereafter, you have vehicle finance. Thereafter, you have home bonds. Thereafter, you have finance for furniture. Thereafter, you take on personal loans in order to pay for the wedding, and so on and so forth. And the list goes on and on and on. And our youth feel so much of difficulty to even get married. Unfortunately, we have made the ceremony of marriage to be such an expensive ceremony that now when the youth look towards marriage, they think of how much do I need to spend on marriage. Thus, even if they save up towards marriage, they spend all the money on marriage and then are left with nothing to be able to start up their lives many a times. Thereafter, after marriage, we have needs. We have appliances, we have cutlery, we have furniture, we have bedroom furniture, we have lounge furniture, dining room furniture, kitchen furniture, and the list goes on and on and on. And so, we do have these situations of youth questioning, saying that I want to marry, but how am I going to manage? How am I going to manage to meet a good standard of living? How am I going to manage to be able to sustain myself and my family? Things are so expensive, needs are so many, wants are beyond limits. And the means is very limited. So what should I do? The answer is simple. Live within your means. But that means living a simple life. How are we going to manage to live a simple life? Just live within your means. If we're looking towards marriage, then save up towards marriage as best as possible and have a simple nikah. Have a simple nikah. There is no need to be extremely extravagant when we don't have the means to be able to go that way. Anyway, extravagance is not something that is liked within the beautiful deen of Islam. Rather, simplicity is loved within the beautiful deen of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us simplicity, although he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had access to the treasures of the dunya. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, he chose a life of simplicity. And so, youth should look towards simple nikah. The best nikah is that which is least burdensome. That it shouldn't be burdensome. It shouldn't be something difficult. Unfortunately, when we make nikah very difficult, when we make nikah very expensive, then sins become very easily accessible. And so we want to save ourselves from sins, and therefore do not make nikah an expensive process. Thereafter, once the couple is married, they need to start up their lives. And in order to start up their lives, they do have certain needs as well. And so this is something the couple or the husband should work towards and save towards, that inshallah azza wa jal, as he starts up or as they start up, they have enough to purchase some basic furniture, some basic needs such as their stoves, their fridge, their bed, etc., even though it might not be the most expensive. But if you live within your means, you will find that you will be able to sleep peacefully at night. You will know that I'm going to bed without owing any person any money, as compared to taking loans upon loans upon loans. Now, when all of these loans are taken out, and alhamdulillah, the house looks beautiful, the house looks fancy, we have fancy vehicles, we have the best of appliances, but as the couple starts off their life, as they start off their marriage, unfortunately, they are sitting with the burden upon their shoulders of debit orders going off one at a time, immediately, as soon as their salaries come in, and they are sitting with hardly anything left to live the rest of the month. And what is built up from this? Financial stress, financial difficulty, tension is built up from this. Now we have a couple that has just married. They've just gotten into marriage and immediately they are facing so much of financial stress, so much of financial difficulty. This is where the tiffs start. This is where the trouble starts. Now the husband is tense. The wife is tense. They are both worried. They have needs, but they are not fulfilled. They want to do things, but they can't do things. They want to move towards betterment, but they can't afford that as well, because they have the entire burden of all this debt that they've taken upon their shoulders. Now, we are not saying that in totality, every kind of debt is bad and it will never bring any good. There could be some sort of debt that you could benefit from. At times, someone needs a start and there is someone that gives them a little boost by allowing them a loan and they gradually work towards paying it off. However, understand that it is like fire. If you know how to use it, you would be able to cook a meal. You would be able to stay warm within cold weather. There are many benefits. You would be able to use it for light. But if you do not know how to use the fire, you're going to burn your fingers. You're going to burn your clothes and you're going to burn your home. And so, just like that, if one does not learn how to be able to repay that debt, before they even get into the debt, if one does not plan themselves well enough before they even get into debt, then that very debt is going to become such a burden that is going to crush your shoulders and make life extremely difficult for you. If there is a need and someone does take debt, with a good plan, a sustainable plan, a manageable plan of how to ensure that that is paid off, then inshallah azza wa jal, we make dua that Allah azza wa jal grants that person ease in being able to pay off that debt. But the general idea and the general answer to cash or finance is usually and most of the time cash. Live within your means. As much as you earn, try to save. What you can manage to purchase, purchase. Why take extra loads upon your shoulders? It's a wonderful feeling to be able to sleep at night knowing that I don't owe anyone anything for that which I have. And it is a miserable and a sad feeling to try to sleep at night knowing that I don't have the means to pay for all that I'm using. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase us all in barakah. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make it easy for those who are already in debt to be able to come out of their debt. May Allah Ta'ala place barakah in our rizq such that that which we have and that which we earn is sufficient and more than sufficient for our needs as well as many of our desires, wants, and those things that we do make dua for. Try our best to live within our means. Try our best to live good, simple, and comfortable lives, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the tawfiq to act upon the good that we have learned. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. The youth in the path of Islam stand tall. The youth in the path of Islam stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.